Macmillan Audio presents The Atlas Six by Olivie Blake. Read by James Patrick Cronin, Siho Elsmore, Monire Grace, Andy Ingalls, Caitlin Kelly, Damian Lynch, David A. Monteith, and Steve West. Keep listening after the program for Sacred Hospitality by Olivie Blake. Read by Damian Lynch. Beginning. Perhaps it was a tired thing. All the references the world had already made to the Ptolemaic Royal Library of Alexandria. History had proven the library to be endlessly fascinating as a subject, either because the obsession with what it might have contained was bound only by the imagination, or because humanity longs for things most ardently as a collective. All men can love a forbidden thing, generally speaking. And in most cases, knowledge is precisely that. Lost knowledge, even more so. Tired or not, there is something for everyone to long for when it comes to the Library of Alexandria. And we have always been a species highly susceptible to the call of the distant unknown. Before it was destroyed, the library was said to contain over 400,000 papyrus scrolls on history, mathematics, science, engineering, and also magic. Many people incorrectly assume time to be a steady incline, a measured arc of growth and progress. But when history is written by the victors, the narrative can often misrepresent that shape. In reality, time, as we experience it, is merely an ebb and flow, more circular than it is direct. Social trends and stigmas change, and the direction knowledge moves is not always forward. Magic is no different. The little-known truth of the matter is that the Library of Alexandria burned down to save itself. It died to rise again, its burning less metaphorically phoenix-like and more strategically Sherlockian. When Julius Caesar rose to power, it became obvious to the ancient caretakers of Alexandria that an empire could sit successfully only upon a chair of three legs: subjugation, desperation, and ignorance. They knew, too, that the world would forever be besieged by similar pursuits of despotism, and therefore determined that such a valuable archive would have to be carefully hidden in order to survive. It was an old trick, really. Death and disappearance to start anew. This rebirth depended entirely on the library's ability to keep its own secret. The Medeans, the most learned among the magical population, were permitted to use the knowledge of the library so long as those Medeans also accepted an obligation to care for it. In the society that grew from the library's remains, privileges for its members were as unmatched as their responsibilities. All the knowledge the world possessed existed at their fingertips, and all they had to do in return was nurture it, make it grow. As the world spread, expanding beyond the libraries of Babylon, Carthage, Constantinople, to the collections of Islamic and Asian libraries lost to imperialism and empire, so did the Alexandrian archives. And as Median influence expanded, so did the so-called society itself. Every 10 years, a new class of potential initiates was chosen to spend 1 year in training, learning the functions of the archives and what would eventually become a lifelong craft. For 1 year, each individual selected for the society lived, ate, slept, and breathed the archives and their contents. At the end of that year, 5 of these 6 potential candidates were inducted. They would rigorously pursue an independent course of study for an additional year at the library before being presented with the opportunity to stay and continue their work as researchers, or, more likely, to accept a new offer of employment. Alexandrians typically went on to be political leaders,